It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The Imagine Cup is a competition where teams of student inventors use technology to solve difficult problems. It's sponsored by Microsoft. Teams advancing to the international round of the contest are being announced today, among them Team Notetaker. Notetaker is a device that helps low-vision students take notes in class, even if the board is across the room. David Hayden leads the team. He's been legally blind since birth and says existing technologies were coming up short.
You know, in upper division coursework, we were filling up a dozen boards in 45 minutes, and the pace of note-taking was just too frenetic. So I looked at the existing assistive technologies and sort of made an unfeature chart. So each of them had certain drawbacks that I wasn't willing to accept. One is that they have this delay as you're going and using magnification to view the board or view your notes. There's a delay when you switch between viewing the board and viewing the notes. The other problem is that they require building infrastructure or support personnel that you can't always expect at your school to have the will or the money to afford. And even if they do, what happens when you go out in the workplace. Social alienation in the case of certain head-mounted displays with cameras, so you're wearing this big helmet and kind of look like Darth Vader. And sort of from those things that it couldn't be emerged what it should be. So you have a tablet PC, so this is a computer that sits flat on the desk. In half the screen, you have live video coming from a custom-designed camera, and in the other half, you have a digital notepad that can take handwritten or typed notes. Once you're looking at the board, you're going to need to be able to zoom in, and then you're going to need to be able to redirect where the camera's pointing. So we have two servo motors underneath the camera so that it can do this very effectively.
So you're zooming around with the camera, looking at stuff, and then you're writing it down with a stylus on another part of the screen?
That's correct. The beautiful thing there is that the low-vision student might be looking 2 inches away from the screen, and so he can very quickly switch between viewing the board in one half of the screen and viewing his notes in the other half. So much like a fully sighted student, he can quickly glance between the two.
The camera moves around through a touch screen on the computer?
That's correct. It's very much like any modern cell phone interface. It's gesture controlled. We can drag a single frame from the video into your notes and put it in line with your handwriting. So this is useful when there's a complex diagram or picture that you don't want to spend the time drawing. Since all of the video and audio is being recorded on the tablet, and we know what time you took each pin stroke or keystroke if you're typing, we can select some part of the notes, and we can just start playing the audio and the video that was occurring at the time. And the nice thing about that is that sometimes you might get bogged down when you're trying to keep up with the note-taking. This review feature allows you to very quickly augment those notes by just going to the point in the audio and the video that was useful to you.
David Hayden from the Note-Taker team. More on the Imagine Cup at MarketplaceTech.org. Sometimes we gotta ask, O Internet, what hast thou wrought? Planking is the hot new fad online. Thousands of fans on Facebook. Planking is all about lying still as if you are a plank of wood and then having your picture taken and posting it online. Fun! There are rules, palms on your sides, toes touching the ground, and a disregard for safety earns more recognition and approval from the planking community. Several Woolworths employees in Australia have been fired for planking around at work. A guy planked on a seventh-floor balcony while drunk. It did not end well. I'm no hipster, but what's wrong with a hula hoop, you guys? Before we go, I want to thank you for listening to this show. Marketplace Tech Report today begins an expansion to a lot more cities around the country. Thanks for being part of something that's successful, fun, and about to get a lot bigger. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.